Hello again, and welcome to the program. We're here with A Little Strength for today. We've been looking in Psalm 119. Today we look at verse 13. David said, "With my lips have I declared all the judgments of thy mouth." With my lips. The average person speaks around 16,000 words a day. How many of those words do we speak about the Lord? "I have declared all the judgments of thy mouth." Now back in Genesis 18:19, we read, "For God said concerning Abraham, for I know him, that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken unto him." He talked with him. He's called the friend of God. He was going to do things the way God said, and especially right there in his home. Verse 14, David said, "I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches." I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies. Now remember, as we began, verse 1 and 2, we have that word blessed. Verse 1 and 2 of Psalm 119, "Blessed are they that keep his testimonies, and they that seek him with the whole heart." Remember, we're talking about a manual for happiness when we look in Psalm 119. "I have rejoiced." 1 and 2 of this chapter, blessed. And those that keep his testimonies. Now, we looked at that in previous messages. "I have rejoiced in the way of thy testimonies as much as in all riches." Think what you could do with all riches. Well, Luke 12:15 says, "Take heed and beware of covetousness, for a man's life consisteth not in the abundance of the things which he possesses." 1 Timothy 6:10, Paul warned, "For the love of money is the root of all evil." It doesn't say money is the root of all evil. It says the love of money is the root of all evil, "which some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows." Sing along with this message and song. "O safe to the rock that is higher than I, my soul in its conflicts and sorrows would fly. Alone I would perish, undone would I be. Thou blessed rock of ages, I'm hiding in thee."